You know, the universe is 13.5 billion years old. We as a planet, 4.5 billion years old. If everything basically lit up 13.5 billion years ago, why are we 4.5 billion years old? I mean, why aren't we older? And are there other systems, maybe other planets, much older than what we are now?
Well, there probably are. Our sun is one of the younger stars in our galaxy. Most stars are older than our sun. So you're absolutely right. Our galaxy was probably about 7 or 8 billion years old before our sun formed. And now you might ask why. Well, of course, there's stars forming now.
True.
So stars continually form all the time. But the interesting thing is, we couldn't have been around at the very beginning. Even if our sun was the first star that formed, we wouldn't be around. We couldn't have started to evolve then because, this is fascinating, and again, I've written a whole book about it, that almost every atom in your body was once inside a star that exploded. Because in the Big Bang, the only elements that were made were, well, hydrogen was there and helium and a little bit of lithium, but that's about it. All of the important elements that make us up, like carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, all of those things were manufactured in the nuclear furnaces in the center of stars.
Then I'm older than I thought.
Well, you are. The atoms in your body have all literally, the atoms in your right hand may have been in a different star than the atoms in your left hand.
That's incredible.
They were all in there, and in order to get to you, the stars had to explode so the stuff could be spewed out. So it turns out there's been about 200 million stars that have exploded in our solar system before our sun formed, and all of them, in some sense, they had to die so we might be born, if you want to put it in a religious sense, because they produced the bare elements, the carbon, the nitrogen, the oxygen, that ultimately was spewed out into the solar, into the intergalactic space, and eventually coalesced around our sun, and as it formed the planets and ultimately us.
How long do you think this universe, the one we're in, can exist?
Well, as far as we know, and maybe this is good for your listeners, as far as we know, all the evidence points to our universe continuing to expand forever. And therefore, it will exist in one form or another for an infinite time, if that evidence is correct. Now, can there be life for an infinite amount of time? Probably not. In fact, that's an area of a subject of my own research. I've been working on and debating with a physicist named Freeman Dyson that you may have
heard. And are you talking about life on this planet or projected
life?
Anywhere
in the universe. Anywhere,
okay.
Because we do know that as the universe is expanding, it's cooling down, and the stars, our sun will live for about 5 billion more years. It's not a very long-lived star. There'll be other stars that will live for, as long as perhaps 10 trillion years before they burn their nuclear fuel. But after 10 trillion years or so, the longest-lived stars will be burning out, and so life, if it's going to exist, will have to exist in a very different form without stars as providing the fuel, the energy.
Won't new stars, though, continually be born along the line?
No, actually, well, stars will. It's true that new stars will continue to be born, and other stars will explode. But if you take between 10 and 100 trillion years, probably within 100 trillion years, and of course that's a long time by anyone's standards. You don't have to sell your Microsoft stock or anything.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about that.
But it turns out most of the matter in the universe will have been processed through stars that will have burned out and not exploded, but just sort of died in as white dwarfs or black holes or neutron stars and so the most of the matter will be trapped in those forms. Now, if you want to be really exotic, you can imagine exotic forms of life, but it, as you think about these things, it turns out it'll be harder and harder and harder for life to persist in any form. In fact, eventually, we think that even the fundamental particles that make up matter, protons, are themselves unstable. And they have a very long lifetime, we think, that may be as long as 10 to the 35 years. That's a billion, 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 billion times the age of the present universe. So it's a long time. Such a time, as a colleague and friend, Shelley Glashow, who's won the Nobel Prize in Physics, once said, diamonds aren't forever. because when that happens, then literally the matter in the universe will begin to decay. And so it will be a very challenging place to live at that time.
When this doomsday scenario occurs, what will it be like? I mean, will it be like the last person shut off the light? Will there be massive explosions? I mean,
it'll be more like the former. As far as we can tell, the universe will end with a whimper, not a bang. It'll basically just get dark.
Click, it's
cold
over.
Cold and dark, and that's it.
How strange. How strange. Which leads me to this. If there are other dimensions in other universes, who's to say that the spiritual world, the world of heaven, let's say, the world of hell, can't be those individual places, those individual dimensions or universes, so that those who wrote about this years ago in the Bible, maybe that's where these things have occurred. Is that possible?
Well, you know, in fact, as I talk about it in my book, it's been... that idea has been around for some time. In fact, as long as people have been thinking about extra dimensions, even in the 16th and 17th century, some people argued that the spiritual world, angels and that sort of thing that some people believed in, they actually resided in extra dimensions. And that idea has cropped up in the literature over and over and over again. And so it's not new. From a scientific perspective, of course, the problem is that we don't have any evidence that these extra dimensions exist.
True.
So
yet.
So we would have to say that it's not. Of course, we have no evidence that angels exist either, and therefore, the two go along.
Unless you've been saved by one.
Yes, I don't want to make people.
You're talking about it in terms of a pure scientific rationale.
Yes, I know some people believe in not only that they've seen angels, other people believe they've been abducted by aliens, but all I can say is that there's no scientific evidence for either.